So you know what the Consumer Electronics Show is that comes every year?
Of course.
Okay, so we get to find out before it comes what the hot things are going to be at CES this year.
Ooh, okay.
On the list is a TV that rotates to play vertical videos.
Wait, I got to think about that. A TV that rotates to play vertical videos. What's the point of that?
Okay.
What's the difference? I don't get it.
You know the morons who shoot vertical videos on their phone?
Yeah.
And then when they show them on a regular TV, they have all that space on the left and the right.
Oh,
and it doesn't fill it all up. So the TV understands that, hey, a vertical video is coming, and it turns and you get to watch it in full screen.
I mean, how often do you have that happen? I would say like that happens to me once a year.
If you're watching YouTube on TV, it's going to happen all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, because you're always turning your phone when you see a video. So
right,
I think that happens a lot.
But wait, is that such a problem? Are people like, oh, I got to turn my phone a little bit to the left. Oh, how annoying. Like, is that really a problem for people?
Yeah. I mean, I guess some people when they buy a big TV and the picture doesn't take up the whole frame, you kind of get pissed off. You're like, then why did I buy a big TV if it's not filling up all the space?
Feels like a non-issue to me, but okay.
But it's on there. Okay. DNA Nudge is coming out with something called food shopping based on your DNA.
What? First of all, what's DNA Nudge? What is that even?
DNA Nudge is offering consumers a novel way to make healthier choices when shopping at the grocery store based on your DNA. What's going to happen is you're going to swab your cheek, and then it's going to tell you what you should buy at the store, where it is, depending on your cholesterol, your blood pressure, and your DNA.
It's going to be the same thing. It's going to be like, don't eat potato chips, get lettuce. I mean, it's going to tell that to everybody. There's no one whose DNA it's going to be like, oh, well, listen, you got the kind of DNA that, I mean, you can handle all the junk food you want. What are you even doing here in Whole Foods? Go get over to McDonald's immediately.
Yeah, so it's just going to yell at me the whole time. This is something you actually need. So as soon as this hits Target, you need to buy this because this is brilliant. A trash can that ties up its own garbage.
Oh, yes. Do you know how many relationships that's going to save?
You have the hardest time trying to figure out how to tie the trash can and then get the trash bag out of the trash can.
That is one of the biggest issues my boyfriend and I have. Okay, so he's in charge of the trash bag and the trash can. So he'll take the trash bag, he'll put it over the plastic thing. So that way, if you throw anything in, the bag doesn't like cave into the whole thing. Like that's his thing, right? There's like a hole. He knows how to use it. I don't know how to do that. I can't figure it out. So he can always tell when I've put the trash bag there because literally you throw in an orange peel and like the entire bag falls to the bottom of the trash can.
So users will push a button on the trash can. It automatically seals the bag and opens the lid so you can remove it.
Yes.
It also has an overload feature that detects when it can't take any more trash and seals itself that you can't put any more trash in it. The best thing, it's available for online purchase in white or teal for $99.95.
That's a great price to save your relationship. It's cheaper than therapy.
Alexa in the shower. I don't know why you need Alexa in the shower. Do you need Alexa everywhere you go? But there's going to be something you can have Alexa in the shower.
Nah, I got a shower radio. I'm good.
Here, kitty, kitty. There's a new company called Mars Cat that's going to make robot cats.
What's the purpose of that?
The robot cat will walk, stretch, play with toys, avoid obstacles, and bite its nails. It will also recognize your face, and it knows 20 commands, including sit and come here, which is 45,000 times better than a real cat.
I was going to say, those are all things a real cat would never do. That's the cat my parents have always wanted. Their cat lives under the bed and they try to pick it up and it like starts scratching them. They need that robot cat.
Mars Cat. It's a robot cat. You don't have to feed it and it can still do all the fun things kitties do.
Well, kitties are supposed to do, but yeah.
Kitties are supposed to do. An egg-shaped Segway, so it's going to be a Segway that looks like an egg that you walk into, and it's going to go like 24 miles an hour, and they're going to have it in airports and malls and things like that. For us lazy bastards who don't want to walk anymore, you can take an egg-shaped Segway.
On my moving escalator, my moving floor.
Exactly.
So you go like warp speed.
Yeah, we are 10 years away from being too lazy to you know, walk 10 feet.
We need that DNA app. Like, listen, you haven't moved in like 6 days. Go eat a radish.
We can't even tie our own trash cans anymore. We can't feed our cats. We need fake cats and trash cans that tie themselves. And now tech for your teeth, because we don't know how to brush our own teeth. Oral-B is coming out with a toothbrush who lets you know if you're brushing too hard or just right.
What? That's not a problem.
Your toothbrush is going to have an app now. So when you use the toothbrush, it's going to tell you, okay, now move to the bottom. Okay, you're pressing too hard. And things like that. So Colgate is...
I need a boyfriend that'll do that. No, that's too hard. No, a little softer. No, to the right. Like, that's what I need that for him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, they are coming out with... it's a sex toy that can stimulate you to the beat of any song. Like, it has a... I love this. I think it's called the Love Triangle.
Uh-huh.
And it's a sex toy. It's like a sex toy meets, remember the Nanos from back in the day that you can like load songs onto?
Mm-hmm.
Except this one is more like a Bluetooth. So it sings to you while it stimulates you.
Okay. Did you see this on Instagram or Facebook, or were you looking this up?
What, the sex toy thing?
Yeah, I want to know how you found information on it. Were you Googling new sex toys and this whole music and sex toys, and this is what came up?
You know, I'm on a lot of weird lists. People just send me things that they think that I'd be interested in, or perhaps something.
When you say like people, are you talking companies?
I think personally it's so that it's stuff that I could talk about on the radio. They think it's like interesting for the show. But they're probably hoping that I would want to buy it as well and then have a conversation. Try it myself.
So try it and give it a live commercial on how good it was.
Yeah, and this thing's only $50. So it's called the Satisfier's Love Triangle.
So if you get that and the trash can, it's all under $150 and it can save your relationships.
I love it. I don't have to do anything myself anymore. Like, I don't have to brush my own teeth. I don't have to pleasure myself. I don't have to do my own trash can.
Pet your cat.
And then I got the DNA app yelling at me, get off the bed.